The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
Detective Richards?
Actually, it's Captain now.
Have you heard anything from Soren?
I believe they're going to give him a crack at Hongan.
Jim said that he got to the hospital and Kate came out of her induced coma.
I wish we knew more about her memory. I just wish we knew how much she's forgotten.
There's Doc Baker.
I just got the lab results back, and we have good news. I think we'll be able to transfer her to Boldabar tomorrow.
Well, if it isn't the scumbag spy from Stockholm.
You failed in your mission, and you're still alive. I'll make sure your fellow Hongans hear about it the next time I go to Scully's for a cold one.
No!
Controller, Sims here. How can we help you?
I wanted to give you forewarning to expect a stiff arrival from Earth within a few minutes.
The passenger must be high priority.
His name is Anthony Simon, MI6, and IDF Special Investigative Branch.
Tony Simon, is that you? Are you going to interrogate me?
I'm not here to interrogate you, mister. I'm here, old friend, to get you out.
And now, episode 104, Flight.
Get me out? Do my ears deceive me, or is it you who deceives me?
There is no deceit. Your ears are just fine.
And who is behind the glass observing our conversation?
There is one, however. Controller 3 will be joining us shortly.
I have not seen or heard from you since I left the Federation to form the true government of the Empire. And you just walk in and calmly say that you're here to get me out? Forgive me if I hesitate to rise and follow you out of here.
You won't be following me anywhere. There will be a special guard unit arriving later today to escort you out of here. I will be departing shortly to make preparations for your transfer and arrival.
A very wise choice, my old friend. You must distance yourself from my departure. Where is it that you'll be taking me? Latumus? Galaza? Lindor?
You are being taken from here, and that is all you need to know.
What of Controller 3? What makes you think he will approve of this?
The Controller is departing for the IDF General Assembly. I'm sure he'll be addressing them concerning your capture.
Those egotistical fools, gloating in their pomp and circumstance. They do nothing but posture and boast of their own deeds.
I don't care for politics, not even yours.
You made that painfully clear after the war. I understand that you have taken up permanent residence on 310.
It suits me.
And what is this MI6?
A convenient cover grants me access to all levels of intelligence data.
That could be quite useful.
For me. Now, I've been brought here to interrogate you, so if you are to make this ruse believable, you need to tell me a few things.
Why should I tell you anything?
So I don't leave you here to rot in this prison.
Which brings me back to my original question. Are you here to deceive me?
Do you wish to go with me, or do you wish to stay?
Very well. I'll humor you, Simon. What is it you wish to know?
Why did Wi-Fi turn against you?
Evidently, he desires a quick death. I trusted him. He would have eventually have taken my place, but he chose his own path of destiny. Rage is loyal to me. His time as Supreme Master will be short-lived.
Where is he now?
I can only assume he went back to Latumus to complete his coup.
Do you think your followers will support him?
It is the unfortunate side of a mercenary army. They are loyal to one who provides them pay units, but they also respect power. And when I return, they will witness true power when I dispatch him to Krall.
Is he going to pursue your plan to disable communications on Earth with the proton ray?
If you have access to all levels of intelligence, as you say, then you know the delivery system was destroyed by the man who developed it.
But you still have the technology.
Knowledge alone will not destroy Earth's power grid and communications system. Well, it looks like all of my old friends have come to see me.
Still defiant, I see. Agent Simon, please forgive my intrusion, but I'm about to depart for the General Assembly. I trust you two have had ample opportunity to become reacquainted with each other.
Yes, but unfortunately he hasn't changed.
You're the one who has changed, Simon. Get him out of my sight.
We'll talk again, but next time, do have something worthwhile to say.
Were you able to get him to open up to you?
Patience number 3. Lister is a proud man used to having supreme power. I am certain, however, that he does not know the whereabouts of Wi-Fi. Give me another day with him. I'm sure I can get him to come forth with something useful.
Take all the time you need. He certainly isn't going anywhere.
Indeed, he's not.
Director.
Miss O'Neill, come in, please. Have a seat.
Thank you. So, what's the latest on Kate?
I understand that she's out of the woods, as they say. Barnes reported her awake and alert.
That's great news. Any prognosis yet?
The doctor thinks she'll be able to make the move to Boldabar in a couple of days.
So, given the time delay, that could be today or tomorrow.
Which means by tonight, she could be in Boldabar in preparation for her final destination to the alternate Mayo Clinic.
Well, at least we're not faced with what to tell Kelly.
Which is why I summoned you here. We need a strategic plan for her. According to Horace and Pearman, she's adjusting well to the discovery of the IDF and all that goes along with it.
With her tenacity, it was just a matter of time before she discovered the truth. Will you be meeting with her soon?
Pearman has known her since she was a child, and he'll be doing the initial orientation. Once he's done that, we'll set up a meeting between her and the both of us. I'll want you to be her primary advisor.
I can certainly do that. But do we have any idea to which apartment she'll be assigned?
My initial thought is the research department.
That's certainly a logical move. But I think in time, she could serve as well as an investigator. After all, she discovered the truth about her father and was able to fly the STIP right to Pearman's headquarters.
She does have a talent for digging. I learned that when we had our meeting. She was like a pit bull. I had a gut feeling right then and there that she would eventually discover the truth. She and Kate have that in common.
Back to Kate. I take it that Agent Barnes will be accompanying her back?
He'll be with her aboard the Mercury on their trip to Boldabar. Once Kate is cleared for the trip home, we'll make the decision on Barnes.
You know good and well, he's not going to leave her side.
Unless there's some major emergency where we're going to need his new talents. He'll most likely be with her.
A major emergency? Are you expecting trouble?
The after-action report on the Lynn rescue stated that Wi-Fi escaped and left Lister to be captured. Given what we know about Lister, we can expect some sort of retaliation.
Even though he's in a secure IDF prison?
His reach is far. We're relying on the fact that Rage is mostly a mercenary army.
So they would be loyal to whoever pays them the most. Is Lister's wealth available to him now?
I'm sure that Lister has protected his wealth somehow. My concern is all of the mining Wi-Fi was doing for the proton gun.
You think they will still use it against us?
The best intel I have is no. The plan requires the ground-based receivers that Rage operatives planted on our towers. Since we stopped the St. Louis and Stockholm efforts, I doubt they'll try to carry out the same plan. My best guess is that he'll sell the refined ore to an allied planet.
And that will be the source for paying his army. But if you think about it, even at the height of their power, Rage couldn't go toe-to-toe with the IDF.
Perhaps not in a direct confrontation, but as a pirating guerrilla force, they could easily wreak havoc on the Federation.
I'm sure our Defense Force branch will keep an eye on the situation. In the meantime, I'll start making preparations to integrate Kelly into the system. Since she lives on the Eastern Shore, what do you think about having her work out of her Annapolis office?
That would be the easiest scenario, as she already works there at a law office. I also understand that Agent Barnes might be starting his detective business there. Perhaps she could team up with him as his assistant.
My records show that she makes a really good salary. It might be hard to explain why she would switch jobs. Barnes could never justify paying her a better salary.
That's something we'll have to work on later. For now, get everything in order. I'll make sure Pearman talks to her soon so we can get the process started.
I don't know about you, but for me, I'll be happy to have her on our side.
Auxiliary power supply green. Standby power online.
Fusion hull integrity check.
Fusion hull nominal. All systems go.
Navigation coordinates.
Set.
Comm frequency set.
Radios on. Frequencies set.
And flight plan filed.
Filed and logged.
Pre-flight complete. Standing by for departure clearance.
Aye, sir. I must say, that was refreshing.
What was refreshing?
Actually going through a pre-flight checklist. Usually we're in too much of a hurry to do one. I felt like I was back in fleet command.
Well, we've got some really important cargo on board. The IDF has their eyes on us, so we might as well play the part.
And here I thought you were turning over a new leaf.
Not a chance. I'm going down to sickbay to check on my cargo.
Aye, aye, sir.
Sick bay. Jim, how's our patient settling in?
I told you, she looks like Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty? Who's that? One of your old girlfriends?
Ow, I told you guys not to make me laugh.
Comfy?
I feel like I'm in a coffin, but yes, I'm as comfortable as possible given the circumstances. When do we depart for Boldabar?
It should be soon. We'll of course have to stop at the space station for quarantine inspection, since we have cargo on board.
You mean Vlad is going to come down and inspect my glass coffin?
Well, I think it's just a formality. We should be in and out in no time.
I know the IDF brass wants to get you to alternate Earth and the Mayo as soon as possible. In the meantime, we have a top-notch medical crew on board that'll be by your side all the way.
Jim, you know what that means.
You don't want me down here.
It's not really that. It's just, well, it seems a little weird with me in this glass tube and you out there. I feel like I'm on display.
Prettiest exhibit on the ship.
Really? You're gonna go there? I look like a walking or not walking train wreck. One without a face.
Hey, you're still Kate Hawk, okay? One of the most beautiful people I know, regardless of your exterior features.
Please spare me the pep talk, Jim. Those days are behind me. Who knows what I'll look like when these bandages come off?
Well, they're gonna do that facial reconstruction.
And the Kate you knew won't be recognizable.
She's right, Jim.
What?
She's right about you not staying. There's nothing you can do here but upset her. So the best thing for you to do is come up to the wreck area and relax.
Thank you, Nate.
Bridge to captain.
Go ahead, Tika.
We have clearance for pushback and taxi to the active.
Roger that. On my way. Barnes, recreation deck. And buckle in.
I'll be right there. It's against my better judgment to leave you alone.
Alone? Good grief, there's a whole army of medical staff down here and... Oh, great.
What oh, great?
There's a heads-up display in here, and it says, administering sedative.
All right, Sleeping Beauty. Get your rest. I'll check on you later.
My lord, the last freighter from Gaza has returned.
Excellent. Were they able to secure the precious metals we mined?
All but one small shipment worth about 5,000 units. It appears that the IDF returned for their vehicle.
We should have destroyed it. Why wasn't the squad sent to dispatch their bat to the junkyard?
We didn't think that they would return for such a small vessel. Our main priority was to haul as much ore and precious stones out as possible. When we realized the Space Marines had returned, we were almost finished with the transfers.
And the pallet left behind?
It was located near the pits where the Mercury had landed. By the time we would have gotten there, the Space Marines would have been alerted. I felt it wise to depart with what we have. We can always return later for the small pallet.
A wise decision. Get a transport ready. We need to convert some of our cargo to units.
Yes, my lord. The men will be happy to hear that there will be pay for them.
Worried? Why are they worried? Have they not always been justly compensated for their services?
They know only of Lister as their leader. I do not doubt you, Lord Zokar. I know your strength and leadership, but our soldiers answer to units and not leadership.
Is there enough in the treasury to pay them for this coming cycle?
Yes, my lord. With some to spare.
Then pay them early and tell them that it's a bonus, and they will receive their regular pay once we cash in our mining efforts.
Brilliant, my lord. They will follow you to Crawl for that.
Let's hope that we don't ever have to go there. I want to be informed as soon as the Marines vacate Galaza. Then return for the last package and do a final sweep for loose gems.
Yes, my lord.
Have the men asked about the Supreme Controller?
There will be many stories, as you well may expect. Some say he was killed in the attack. Some say he ran. Others say he was captured.
I think it would be best for morale if we say he escaped.
How, Master?
There was only a small squad of our men there. Say the Supreme Master had his own escape shuttle. It's possible that he made it to one of the outpost moons in this solar system. If any of the soldiers who were there speak against that, let them know my laser pistol awaits them.
It shall be done, my lord.
I have nothing to say to you, IDF scum.
Sam, it's good to see you too. I trust you're enjoying our little hotel here.
What do you want?
The same thing I wanted when I left here earlier. Answers.
Okay, here's one. No.
Still being a tough guy, are we?
You know what I want, Soren. To die with honor.
There is no honor in swallowing a pill because you failed your mission.
We've studied your society. Many of your fellow Earth dwellers choose death over dishonor. We greatly admired those who chose to fall on their swords.
You must be referring to our last world war. People don't really do drastic things like that anymore, except for a very small group of fanatics. Say, is that why you two were dressed in 1940s clothes?
A slight miscalculation in our research, but personally, I like the style.
So, tell me about Johannesburg.
I hear it's hot there. Maybe you should go there and get a little color.
I'm talking about the bomb plot. We received information during the Wong investigation which led us to Johannesburg. We know there's a plan there to blow their main communication towers. Why Johannesburg?
Where are my pills?
If you have a headache, I'll gladly get you an aspirin. Now tell me about the bomb plot.
I would rather die. In fact, I insist on it.
I'm sure your comrades on Honga would be interested to know you told me about Johannesburg.
I told you nothing!
Then how do I know about it? I'll just send a message to our contact on Philion saying that you sang like a canary and told us all about it in exchange for sparing your life.
You can't do that! That would be treason! They'll go after my family and outcast them!
Hongans have families? I thought they just made you in some sort of baby factory in a test tube.
You can't do this. I must die by my own hand. I will be disgraced.
There are other options. Perhaps you did die. Not by your own hands, but in battle.
How is this possible?
It was very obvious to us that you two did not build the bombs we found on the towers, or the mousetrap bomb in the warehouse. You have someone you report to. We suspect it's the master builder, not only here, but in Johannesburg also.
But how do I get to die in battle?
Who knows you're here? Who do you report to?
He's not here, so it would do you no good.
Then if he's not here, how does he know that you weren't killed when we stopped you?
Your papers, your news reports, they all say one was killed and one was taken into custody.
We can make the news say whatever we need them to say for national security. You never regained consciousness and were not questioned. You did not survive your wounds.
You can't do that.
We can do that. As much as I'd like to see you swallow your pill, I can spare you the disgrace of failure in your people's eyes. Have you ever heard of the phrase, live to fight another day?
No, but I like the sound of it.
Tell us what you know and we'll make sure your people know you died a hero. If what you tell us is true and checks out, we will release you on Tenora.
You mean that moon in Sector 4? It's full of thieves, mercenaries, and cutthroats.
You'll feel right at home.
I think we can make a deal.
Well, Captain Richards, how did your first day on the job go?
Well, nobody's quit yet, so that's a good sign. Where's Mac?
He and Hernandez have been working on an arson case on the west side. I think they're doing some follow-up.
I wonder how Soren is making out with the Hongan.
I'm wondering how the Hongan's making out with Soren.
I doubt if he can get anywhere with him. Has there been any news on Kate?
Only that she may be transported to Bordovar in a couple of days, which means she could be on her way right now.
I certainly feel for her. I wouldn't want to face what she's facing.
I feel the same way, but she's tough. If anyone can handle herself, it's her.
You should know.
Still? People are still talking about that lucky takedown? You gotta remember, I was still undercover at the time, so I had to let her win.
I'm sure you did. I wonder if her sister is anything like her.
Kelly? I don't know about her physical toughness, but if you want to talk about tenacity, then she's right there with her. Has any decision been made on what to do with her?
I believe they want to employ her as a researcher.
AKA Snoop, huh? I think that would be perfect fit. Since she's not in law enforcement, would they have her stay at her present law firm?
That's all still up in the air. There was some thought in having her join Barnes and his soon-to-be detective agency, but they can't really justify the salary decrease. My guess is that she'll stay on with that Annapolis law firm unless it gets too tricky to hide her IDF job.
She and Jim together would be interesting. Kate didn't want to do it because she was working her way up the ladder.
I can certainly empathize with that. I wouldn't want to put the brakes on my career for that. Kelly, on the other hand, is about as far as she can go as a paralegal. If they can work around the salary issue, I think she'll go for it.
She's had a small taste of the IDF life, and I hear she might like it. At least that's what I get from Horace.
I imagine they're not going to proceed until Kate gets back and undergoes all her procedures at the Mayo Clinic.
I believe you're right about that. Kelly won't want to do anything but see her sister. I mean, that's what got her where she is now. She pursued every lead she could find, and it led her right to the IDF. It's Soren. Hey, what's up?
Is Richards there?
Yeah, hold on. Let's step into the conference room. All right, we're secure. And you're on speaker.
I managed to get some information from our Hongan friend.
You got a Hongan to talk? How did you do that?
Trade secret. Anyway, the list you have from the investigation Kate did with that mobster.
Gagliestri?
Yeah, it was a list of all their targets. We can pretty much put that list to rest. It seems that once you got your hands on it, they aborted their plans. They picked out new targets. But when the proton death ray was destroyed by prisoners 310 and Lynn, they abandoned the whole project.
Is your information reliable?
Yeah, I'm not sure I really want to trust the word of a Hongan mercenary.
He's more concerned about his reputation in the Hongan community, so I offered him a way out. We'll fake his death and leak the story that he died in battle. If all of his information proves reliable, we're taking him to Tenura.
That's the perfect place for him. Maybe one of those mercenaries will make his wish come true and he won't need any pills.
I'll keep you posted if I get anything new.
All right. Good work, Soren.
Well now, this could prove to be interesting.
Yes, it could.
I have to admit, Vlad, that shepherd's pie was delicious.
I'm telling you, comrade, it wasn't this shepherd's pie. It was a special pierogi from my homeland.
You're from Scotland? I know the Scots have funny accents, but not quite as funny as yours.
Accent? You want to talk about funny accent? You should hear yourself in Russian. Once I thought you said that you were going to take the train back to Baltimore, this I would like to see.
Perhaps I should remind you of what you said to that female scientist sent up here to study cosmic waves.
That was simply a misunderstanding.
No, that was simply hilarious. I don't think she'll be back anytime soon.
Gentlemen, I hate to interrupt this stimulating intellectual discourse, but I am receiving an urgent hail from Controller 3. Coming up on Monitor 1.
Commander Sims here. Go ahead, sir.
Commander, I need Robo 4 to do an analysis of all departing craft in the last two time units.
Aye, sir. George, execute the request.
Scanning. Scanning complete. Five ships have departed Baltimore orbit within the last two time units. Checking registrations and manifests.
Sir, what are we exactly looking for?
Possibly a Rage vessel posing as IDF.
Why would Rage risk entering our orbit?
Because Lister is missing, and I'm afraid Agent Simon may have been captured as well. He's missing too.
I do not believe that Agent Simon is missing. There is a vessel headed for Sector 4, and it is registered to Agent Tony Simon.
Has Simon helped Lister escape? Will Kate make it to Boldabar without encountering Rage again? And will Wi-Fi be able to control his restless army? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Simon Says.